Hello and welcome to AP on Play. My name is Anjali Prasad. I'm a local attorney here in Bloomfield Hills. I specialize in family law and criminal law, and thanks for tuning in. We'll get right to it. Our guest today is Captain of the Bloomfield Hills Public Safety Department, Captain Tom
Vansemaes.
Vansemaes.
You can call me Tom. It's probably easier for you.
Tom, thank you for joining us. Tell us, what do you do?
So I'm a captain with the Bloomfield Hills Department of Public Safety. I started in Bloomfield Hills in 1999 as a dispatcher, and I worked the dispatch center for just under a year before I went to the police academy, and then I got hired as a public safety officer, which is a cross-train between police, fire, and EMS. So I've been through the police academy, fire academy, and I have my MFR license, which is medical first responder. I got promoted to sergeant shortly, about 5 years onto the job, and took over like the training department, and then I got promoted when the time came to lieutenant. And then last year they restructured the command staff and created a captain position, which I was fortunate to get.
Okay, very good. And tell us, Tom, what services do you all provide?
So the City of Bloomfield Hills Department of Public Safety, we provide dispatch services, which means we have our own dispatch center, which really isn't common for smaller departments. A lot of smaller departments utilize a regional or a county dispatch. And we're fortunate enough to keep our own full-time dispatch center, which gives a good personal touch to our residents. And I think they appreciate it, and they do a great job. And it's manned 24 hours, 7 days, 7 days a week.
And I grew up in Bloomfield Hills, mm-hmm. and I live in Bloomfield Hills, and I've used your dispatch center often.
Good, yeah, and you probably get a very personal touch.
I get an excellent response, yes.
Yeah, so we do that. We also provide police services, which includes, just a typical road patrol, traffic enforcement. We have a detective bureau. We do all kinds of stuff police-wise. We investigate crimes. We also do fire services, which is obviously fire suppression, fire prevention, fire education. So like our fire prevention services, we have a fire inspector who does all the commercial buildings in the city. And he does that throughout the year. And that really prevents a lot of the stuff from happening. And then we do our EMS. We respond to any medical calls. Anytime somebody calls 911 for a medical emergency, we go and we treat the patient. And we turn them over to a private ambulance company that actually transports them to the hospital. And what that does, it allows all our employees to stay in the city rather than leaving and going out and shorting the staffing levels. We keep all of our officers in the city while a private ambulance company transports them out.
Right. And for our viewers, Tom, what is the boundaries of Bloomfield Hills?
That's a good question. So on the west side, it's very easy. It's Losser.
Yes.
That's easy. And the south border is Corton. And then the north border is basically Hickory Grove.
Okay.
And then the east border is kind of confusing. It goes down eastways, Kensington. That area is our east border.
Roughly, what's the population here? Do you recall?
Approximately 5,000.
Okay.
And five square miles. Is
That's what
a,
I was
good.
Okay.
A good rough estimate. And 5,000 people, and in the winter the numbers go down a little bit because a lot of snowbirds, they go to Florida or wherever they go for the winter.
Right.
It increases during the daytime, Monday through Friday, just because of the commercial buildings.
Okay. You want to talk about road patrol or detective bureau?
So,
investigations or traffic?
We can start in the police services. I think
okay.
That'd be a good place to start.
Very good.
So we do. We do patrol investigations. We have a school resource officer now. Several years ago, we created this school resource officer position.
Oh, okay. Is that person in the... Are they with you at the police department or at the school?
No, this one, they're with the police department.
Okay.
But like his primary duty when he's working is to make sure that the schools are getting what they need from us as far as education, and then investigating any activities at the school and just being present for the kids.
What's his name?
Josh Center.
Okay.
Yeah, he's fairly new to the position. Probably 2.5 years ago he took it over.
Yes.
And he does a good job. He spends time at St. Hugo, Cranbrook, and Roper. He tries to spend his time equally.
Right.
And so far, it's well received throughout the administrations, and the students seem to really like them.
Now, you actually don't interact with the Bloomfield Hills High School, then?
No, that's
Bloomfield Township.
That's Bloomfield Township,
yes.
And they have the same program.
Yes, they have their own school resource officer.
Yeah, and I think that officer is actually assigned just to the school.
Yes. Okay.
But yeah, it's different than what ours is.
Okay.
We also, the police services, we also have a motor unit, two motorcycles we have, which we find that our residents really like it because, you know, the kids in the subdivisions, they can see the officers riding around on their motorcycles.
Oh, I haven't seen them.
And that's the other thing is sometimes they're hidden, but they're really good for traffic enforcement because they can sit in the hidden driveways and nooks and crannies where we're having problems with speeders or traffic violations, and the guys on the motorcycles can blend in quite well.
They can catch all of us.
Yep. They also are vital in the Woodward Dream Cruise, the closing down the Dream Cruise.
Yes.
They do a lot of work then, and they also do a lot of funeral details.
Is that a tough time, the Woodward Dream Cruise?
It is. It's enjoyable. It's just, you know, you go from a community of 5,000 people to millions in one weekend.
Yes.
And we're always on, you know, high alert, making sure that the community's safe and having fun. And we haven't had any problems, knock on wood.
At all?
No, years ago we had a couple cars that were stolen, but that's pretty typical.
Right.
But we haven't had any major accidents or incidents where people are hurt. So. And the other thing that our police services do, recently there's been an uptick in home invasions in the high-end areas of Oakland, Macomb, and Wayne County,
actually
the Detroit metro area. So several months ago, Sheriff Bouchard created a task force, SEMCAP, which is Southeast Michigan Collaborative Arrest and Prosecute Task Force, and we are a vital part of that. We spend a lot of time trying to share information to help come with the successful prosecution of the suspects in these cases.
Now, we are talking about basically the South Americans who are breaking into high-end homes in this area.
Correct. Yeah, okay. It's the South American Theft Group. You'll see it on the news as the SATG. Mm-hmm. And we've been able to narrow it down to them, very specific. We've had, just in Bloomfield Hills, we had one in February where they entered a big home and took a lot of jewelry and stuff.
Was the home occupied?
The home was not occupied.
Okay.
And then between September and like Thanksgiving time, we had another 8 of those just in Bloomfield Hills. And I believe Oakland County had about 40 to get all together in that short time frame between September and around Thanksgiving, of these home invasions that are very targeted.
What can we, this is very unusual for us because
very
we
unusual.
Don't, yes,
yeah.
Probably for you guys too.
Yeah.
So what can we do to protect ourselves against this, I guess, band of burglars?
Oh, yeah. The big thing is just be aware of, you know, your surroundings. And what I mean by that is you probably know who travels your neighborhoods. And we ask that if there's somebody that doesn't fit, call us and we can investigate it. That's number one. Number two is have an alarm system working in your house.
Yeah.
And, you know, ideally you have it, you know, a double layer of alarm. You know, these guys are carrying Wi-Fi jammers that can jam your alarm systems. So have it hardwired, wireless. Camera systems have to be working. And lighting, light up your yard, your house, and hopefully that can be a deterrent.
Should our lights be on while we're sleeping?
Inside or
outside.
I would say, yes.
So go to sleep, but keep the outside lights on.
That's the safest thing to do, yeah. And even if you have motion lights, you know, that way when they come in your yard, then a light pops on, and maybe that's enough to startle them.
Yeah.
Now, these were very targeted as far as time frame. It always happened, an hour or 3 hours after it got dark. So they're coming at those times. I'd like to give you a time, but it's different when the sun sets and rises. But typically the trend is around the time of darkness is when they were coming in the houses.
Do you know how long they were watching the houses before they hit the houses? Like, was this a few hours? Was it a few days?
We believe days, because they're getting, they're doing their homework and they're getting a pattern of life for their victims.
That's scary.
It is, yeah. And that's why.
Especially if you have kids. So they're watching the comings and goings, the bus.
Exactly, yeah. more at night. They're going to look and see what time you come home from work or if you go to dinner.
Yeah.
And they're going to time it. Matter of fact, so during this time, we had a problem with solicitors that were dropping leaflets off at doors. And they targeted one neighborhood that we think was probably on the radar of this theft group. And we believe those people were out during the daytime dropping flyers and taking pictures of houses and getting an idea of the lay of the land, the alarm systems, where the lighting was. And that those are the people we need to call on. Particularly in Bloomfield Hills, we have an ordinance against soliciting. If you want to solicit, you have to get a permit from City Hall. So if people are out in your neighborhood dropping flyers, call us right away. It's a crime.
Oh, and this is great. So if somebody knocks on my door and solicits me for whatever reason, I can say, do you have a permit?
Absolutely. Yep. And call us. And if they say they do have a permit.
Can I say, let me see it?
Call us anyways, because our dispatch center that we have staffed is going to be able to pull up who has permits, and we'll know. But we think that's how they were doing some of their casework ahead of time, is acting under the guise of, hey, I'm going to hand out pamphlets for a painting company. And they were actually taking pictures of houses.
I did not know you need a permit to solicit. So this is very good information. You're talking about Bloomfield Hills.
Correct.
In particular, if somebody walks up my driveway, knocks on my door, they
Correct.
Absolutely need a permit.
They need a permit, yeah.
Okay.
And even if they have a permit, if you have a sign that says no soliciting, they, when they apply for their permit, they know that they can't come to your house.
Even if they have a permit.
Correct.
So I should get a no trespassing sign?
Or a no soliciting sign, yes.
Okay. Okay, very good.
But those are the things that we're looking for. The other thing I can tell you for this theft group is put your valuables in a safe. Try to store it away from not in your bedroom maybe in the basement.
Local news, though, they had a safe and they pushed it down the stairs and out the door.
Correct.
They're strong.
They are, but I haven't seen them carry a safe up the stairs. So maybe if you put it in the basement and bolt it to the floor,
right?
Maybe that'll prevent them, or at least it'll save those valuables.
Yeah.
Then if you have that valuable that you don't want to have any risk of it being gone, maybe get a safe deposit box off-site,
yes.
And they can't get into it.
Yeah.
The police department's really asking, call right away if you see anything that doesn't fit, and we'll respond within a minute or so. And we'll be on it.
Yeah.
We hope to be on it.
You guys, I've probably called, in the course of my life, I've probably called you guys 100 times mm-hmm. for reasons that we don't have to.
Sure.
We don't
I
have
understand.
To share,
I've
but you
there.
Guys are on it. Yep. So we appreciate the work you do. We definitely mm-hmm. support you. Tell me this, are you getting, throughout the country, there's a backlash against police officers.
Sure.
And we don't really have to talk about the politics behind it,
sure.
but in our small area, are you seeing a backlash or feeling it?
Our residents support us.
Yeah.
Bloomfield Township residents support us, Bloomfield Hills residents. The national media, obviously, they've taken their toll on law enforcement.
Yes.
You know, we've seen less people applying for the job, and maybe that has something to do with it. Young guys that are thinking about going to the police academy, maybe they're looking at it going, ooh, you know, I don't want to be part of that because of the negative recognition. However, I will say again that our residents have always been supportive of us. At times when the media is beating us up, our residents step up extra and call and say thank you, you know, take time out of their day to recognize us.
Yeah,
and
well,
we appreciate it.
It's one of the values of being in a small town, which is what Bloomfield Hills
yeah.
is, right? It's a small town.
Yeah.
You'd consider it a small town?
Absolutely.
Yeah. How many people on the police force?
So we have fully staffed. We're at 20. We have 24 sworn public safety officers.
Okay.
And that's from the chief all the way down.
Any females?
Yes, we do.
Okay, yep. I asked because I don't remember seeing anybody.
Yeah, yep. Aislinn, she was a dispatcher for us for several years.
Okay.
And then she went to the police academy, and she's been on the road for about a year and a half, 2 years, I think.
Okay.
But, she's on day shift. So.
Okay. Do you still do road patrol?
I do if needed. It's depending on staffing. Typically, I do not.
Okay.
I like to because I like to get out in the neighborhood still.
I ask because of the speed limits, and I wanted to talk to you just for a minute about the speed limits.
Sure.
And who sets the speed limits here in Bloomfield Hills?
So the chief, in our charter and our ordinance, it's the chief of police sets the speed limits.
Is that Gormley?
Chief Gormley.
Chief Gormley,
yep.
Okay.
Yep. And I spoke with him briefly before coming here, and he hasn't changed any speed limits since he's been the chief.
In like 100 years?
Yeah, the speed limits just don't seem to change in where we're at. And there's a lot of work that goes into changing it. There's got to be traffic studies done, and it's just a long process, and we haven't really seen a need for it.
I've been pinched coming down Woodward from Detroit, mm-hmm. because if I'm going south on Woodward, I start off in, I guess, Ferndale, then Royal Oak, then Birmingham, then Bloomfield, and the speed limit's much higher closer to Detroit. Do you know this?
No.
Yeah, it's like 65 in Ferndale.
And
then it goes, yes, then goes down to, it doesn't get to 50 until we hit Bloomfield Hills.
Sure.
And many a times I've found that out the hard way.
Yeah. Well, no, it's since I've been here, it's been 50. Matter of fact, that's a state road, so we would have no control of that.
Oh,
the
okay.
only ones that we control are the city roads, basically the subdivisions.
Lasser Road?
Lasser is a county road.
Oh, so you have no control over that. What about the stop signs that were on Lasser Road when the high school was functioning?
I'm not real familiar with what caused that change.
Okay.
My guess is there was a study done, and so there was no need for it anymore. But that what didn't include our police department.
But Lasser Road, you're saying, is a county road.
Correct.
And Woodward is a state road.
M1, it's the first road.
First highway in America, was it?
I don't know about America, but Michigan.
I thought my dad might have told me in America. But
he would know.
He would know. So then the speed limits that you guys set are going to be mostly in the neighborhoods.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's probably very standard, 25, 35, 25.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you might hit, Kensington or some of the east ways but I think that might even be Bloomfield Township, but. Yeah, there's very few.
Yeah, okay. The Detective Bureau of the Investigations, I wanted to ask you about scams, like people calling or people on the internet, and especially as it pertains to our elderly community, which we have a pretty significant elderly community
in
Bloomfield Hills.
Yeah.
Are you guys getting calls?
Yeah, we do get calls, and unfortunately, every once in a while, we have a resident that falls victim to it and loses a lot of money. The most common one going around now is the phone call that you get, and it sounds like a grandchild that's panicking because they're in jail or in the hospital and they need money.
Yes.
And just don't fall for it. If a family member calls and says they're injured, call their mom or dad or something else. But we had a resident that lost a lot of money that way.
Phone scam
that they went and withdrew a bunch of cash and gave them cash, or they'll ask you to send gift cards.
Yes.
Or the picture of the gift card.
Yeah. Yes.
And just don't do it. If anybody's asking you for gift cards or cash, that it's not a legitimate reason.
And by the time that does dispatch get calls from citizens in Bloomfield Hills saying, "I think I was just scammed"?
Yes, they do. We get those calls, and we'll send an officer out to take the report, and then we'll investigate it as much as we can.
There's not really, seems like there's not too much you can do after the fact, though.
No, there isn't.
Yeah.
No, sometimes we can, if we get it in time, we can put a freeze on, if it's a Western Union or something, we can stop the transfer from happening. But it's got to be like right away. But if it's cash, there's nothing we can do.
And
if it's a gift card, there's very little we can do.
Right.
So we just, we always say that if somebody's calling you for money, It's not a legitimate purpose.
Let me ask you this question. I had a family member who was trying to buy something from a private vendor, mm-hmm. and the private vendor said, "Send me a picture of your driver's license."
Yeah, that doesn't sound legitimate to me.
No, me neither. No. There's no reason anybody should ask for a picture of my driver's license. Do you agree?
I agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, I would avoid that. And again, always call. If there's a question, call the police department. We'll send somebody out to talk to you.
Okay.
We provide a very personal service, and we don't mind sending an officer any time of day to look into it.
What are the majority of the calls that you get, would you say?
Crime-wise, we get a lot of these identity thefts, check fraud.
Yeah.
Somebody get a letter saying, "Hey, you owe us thousands of dollars."
Oh, actually, there's an IRS fraud that's been rampant, I think, for a long time. Are you aware of this?
Yes, that was, we haven't seen that in a couple of years, but yeah, that happened where people were filing, it's during the COVID time.
Yes.
Where they were filing for taxes through somebody else's Social Security number or name.
What about if I get a call? This is a true story. Somebody purporting to be the IRS called me and said I owed back taxes.
Yeah, they're never going to do that.
No.
No.
Same with Amazon.
Just hang up.
Yeah.
Amazon will not call you for money.
Amazon will not call you for money.
Police department does not call you for money. There was a time about last year where somebody called a resident claiming to be one of our officers.
It was me. I gave you money. No, I'm just kidding.
Thank you. That's why I'm here. They called and said, I'm Officer So-and-so.
Yes.
Trying to raise money. And all they're doing is they're going to our website, looking at who our command staff is, getting their name, and then they're calling around asking for money. And police departments are not going to call somebody and ask for money.
Yeah. If we want to support our local police department, what's the best way we can do that?
Come in and say thank you. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all we ask for.
Yeah.
And that's plenty. That goes a long way.
Yeah. Do you guys work with the Bloomfield Township Police Department at all?
Yes, we do. We do. We work with all of our surrounding agencies, in particular Bloomfield Township, because they pretty much surround us geographically. So there's a lot of times that they'll help us out on calls. We'll help them out on calls. They are a vital part of the SEMCAP task force that we're working with.
Yes.
We're in weekly contact with them regarding these crimes.
Yeah.
Even today, in the middle of winter when it hasn't been active, we're still sharing information, trying to track these people down and come up with strategies to, put unmarked cars in the neighborhoods and increase patrol. But yes, we work very well with them.
And what about, I guess, Birmingham Police Department? Do you work?
Yep. Yeah, and any of our neighbors, yeah, that we work very well with them.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a couple questions going back to road patrol.
Mm-hmm.
This is a pesky little question that has been bothering me.
What did you get pulled over for?
You should know you did it. And Gormley did it, and Phillips did it, and everybody.
Oh, no.
I want to ask you about the Michigan turnaround, the Michigan mm-hmm. U-turns. Mm-hmm. There's a couple up and down Woodward and Telegraph, but just so our readers can understand where I'm going with this. If I'm going south on Woodward, past Long Lake, mm-hmm. and I need to turn around to get back on Long Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me?
So right at Bloomfield Parkway, where the bank is?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm now in the Michigan turnaround, and there's a traffic light.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no turn on red.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting here. There's no turn on red, but there is a red light.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go?
So in that one, I'm going to say no. And the reason is because right across from that turnaround is another street that comes out. And they can turn right on red. So if we have two people turning right on red, that would be problematic.
Okay.
The other thing that I'm going to stress to drivers is the U-turns, the Michigan U-turns, unless it is marked with the lane divider, that is one lane. So you see people
yes.
that are all getting up next to each other,
yes.
and one cuts the other one off, and they hit each other, or road rages start.
There's no space, and they'll sneak up right around me.
Those are wider and by design for semi-trucks or big trucks,
okay.
so they can make the turns. It's not two lanes. Some of them have a lane divider, and that would be two lanes.
Yes.
But again, you got to stay in your lane.
Okay, so let us clarify, because we've all run into trouble with this traffic law. First of all, if you're at a Michigan turnaround and there's no divider, guys, you can't get next to each other. You have to be one in front of another, right, Tom?
Correct.
And take your time, and you'll go when you go. That's number one.
It is.
Number two, if it's a red light, do not turn.
Yep.
Is that a good rule of thumb?
Correct. Unless signage says otherwise, wait your turn.
But no sign's ever going to say you can turn on a red light.
No.
So, do not turn on red lights.
Correct.
Okay.
Unless it's right.
What else do you guys have trouble enforcing? Like, what about high schoolers, high school shenanigans. Is that something that you have to deal with a lot?
We don't a lot. Sometime during the school year, the neighborhoods around schools will cut particular cut-throughs. Like if kids are getting out of school and trying to cut through, we'll have the neighbors call and complain.
Yes.
And rightfully so. And what we'll do is we will set up extra traffic enforcement in that time or put a radar sign up to get them to slow down.
What do we do when we smell? I don't know if it's legal or not legal. I really don't know the status of marijuana right now. But as a citizen, I know I don't want to smell marijuana in my neighborhood.
You're correct.
So what do I do?
Call us.
And just say?
Say, hey, I think there's some teenagers smoking pot in front of my house, and we'll respond accordingly.
Can you come investigate?
Yeah, and we will. Even if it is legal, we're going to investigate it to find out if how old they are, because they got to be under 21.
It's never legal 21. For kids, is it?
No, that's what I mean. That's why we do it.
Okay.
And it's also not illegal to smoke marijuana and operate a car. That's just like having beer in your car.
It's not illegal?
It is.
Yeah.
It's not legal to have it and operate a car.
Thank goodness there's still some vestige of law in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, it's the same as a OWI or an open intox. You know, if you can't drive your car and drink a beer, you can't drive your car and smoke weed.
We might as well talk about OWIs we have about a minute left. So let's do a public safety announcement. OWI, what's our best pitch, viewers, to please do not drink and drive?
Do not drink and drive. It does, it causes major accidents, fatalities, and it is so easy to get an Uber, a Lyft, a ride share, or call a family member or friend to come pick you up.
I might even go, is it appropriate to say if you're in Bloomfield Hills, and you're under the influence.
You're going to jail.
Yeah. I was going to say call the police department. Is that appropriate?
Yeah. No.
No, never mind.
No. Yeah, you'll go to jail.
Okay.
Our midnight officers are paying a watchful eye to Woodward, all the major thoroughfares for drunk driving.
Woodward. I guess you guys don't reach Telegraph, do you?
No.
But Woodward and Lasser.
Yeah.
Yes.
Woodward, Lasser. I mean, all the roads, basically. But that's what they're doing on our midnight shift, and they're looking for work. So
yeah, and you'll go to jail, and you'll stay in jail until at least a night.
Yeah.
Okay, that is a great session with you, Tom. Thank you very much. Hope to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, send anybody over. I'm grateful to you as a resident of Bloomfield Hills, and I know I speak for everybody. Mm-hmm. You guys do a great job, and I love to work with you, and we support you with everything you do.
I appreciate that.
And
thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. And thank you, viewers, for joining us. This was AP on Play, and we'll see you next time.